No way.
Yay.
Welcome to the show, Creeboy.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Natasha, otherwise known
Hi,
as
Natasha.
Hello.
MNX PS2.
MNO. Yeah, good job. Don't even try it.
Creeboy is a very popular YouTuber here in the gaming community.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I just watch other people's videos.
Everybody knows who he is, though.
Oh, so what's up?
Just interviewing you, man. What's up with you?
Not too much. I live a pretty boring life, so.
Well, you have that eBay store where you sell all them toys and stuff. Creeboy's a big toy collector.
No way, the
Yeah,
toys.
I have a lot of toys. Not too much has been going on, actually. I've been working on that arcade machine I picked up, and not too much else.
That's going to be your big MAME arcade machine, right?
Yeah, that's I'm just waiting on the it's called an IPAC 2, basically, so I can set my my controls and everything up. I've got all my holes and everything drilled, so I'm gonna do a video on it here pretty soon, probably.
Awesome. And what games do you plan on putting on that?
I hadn't got that far out there yet. Planning stages, definitely some Street Fighter games. Definitely some Neo Geo titles. Not sure what else. I know some classic ones will be going on there, so.
Cool. So, you're a big fighting game fan, or?
I like them. I'm not gonna say I'm good at them, but I like them.
Okay, I think Natasha. I was just looking at the screen and your picture all of a sudden got bigger. I didn't know if that meant you dropped out or what.
Oh no. I'm just listening. I guess for all those who aren't familiar with your channel, can you describe yourself and what your channel is about?
Well, let's see. How can I put this? Basically, lots and lots of toys. A lot of the stuff that, I didn't have growing up, or I always wanted growing up, or just something that catches my eye. I actually didn't start collecting systems until probably about August of last year, August, September, sometime around then. And when I started doing that, I jumped on YouTube and took a look around, and that's where I ran into like Luke Morris One's videos, MN12 Bird, Alec John, and actually those three guys were the main reasons I started putting videos up. And then as I started, looking around even more and more, I kept finding other people's videos and watching them, so it just kind of ballooned from there. I really don't know what to say. It's just whatever catches my eye. Video games, toys, old VHS tapes, like of cartoons and stuff that you'll never ever see on DVD again.
Oh, like what
So,
kind of cartoons?
I was telling 8-Bit Champ, it was probably a couple weeks ago, I found this VHS tape. I think I did it in one of my pickup videos. It was a cartoon called Kid Video. It came on Saturday mornings during the late 80s. Mid 80s, somewhere in there, and it had lots and lots of copyrighted music in it. So, yeah, thanks. You will never ever see that on DVD unless they hack the hell out of it.
Oh, no way.
But yeah, it's just little stuff like that.
Yeah, you're
So
from.
what?
Oh,
Oops, sorry.
go ahead.
I'll let you go.
You can go ahead, Natasha. I can't even remember what I was going to ask him.
Oh no. Okay, when did you first consider yourself a gamer?
See, that's I hate that title. I hate casual gamer, gamer. I don't know. I've played video games ever since I was little. I started with like the Atari 2600, and I had an NES. We had a Commodore, you know, 8-bit Commodore 64. We had Commodore. I mean, I've had all the systems growing up pretty much. The only thing I didn't have was a 3DO or a CDI, and I picked up a 3DO not too long ago, so I can now say I've played that crappy system. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess probably around the time the Super Nintendo came out.
Cool.
If that answers your question in a roundabout stupid way.
That's okay.
So, Kreebo, you're from Kansas City, right? Which...
sadly, yes.
And there's like a wealth of all kind of different types of secondhand shops and Goodwills and stuff around where you live.
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 subdivisions of the city. You have Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, and then there's a lot of surrounding cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that plays into why there's so many secondhand stores. Sandam Todd, he lives probably about 35, 45 minutes away from me. And I know there's secondhand stores out there that he goes to that I've never been to. And Natasha just dropped.
Yeah. I just saw.
Yay. But,
nope.
But, yeah, there's quite a few secondhand stores. There's a lot of game stores around here, too, I've been finding recently.
And you've...
I guess we just got a play-and-trade like the first of the year. There was a play-and-trade, and it's probably about 30 minutes away, put in. I didn't even know about it.
But you've been pretty lucky to find some good deals and pick up some rare and unique games and game-related items, right?
Yeah. I think my best buy was my... Sega Nomad I picked up for $5. I still can't believe that one.
Yeah, those are pretty hard to find. Yeah,
and the sad thing about it is I've only played it like 3 or 4 times.
No.
I did a gameplay video with it, and I played it a couple other times when we went over to my father-in-law's house, and that's been about it.
Now, that's a system that has AV out to it, right?
Yeah.
So you can use
that's
it as
how
a...
I did the gameplay with it.
Sorry.
Okay, it's just started again to record your laugh there. Okay, we're recording now.
All right.
Yay.
So, Danny, you were talking about your adventures in picking up stuff around that bustling city of yours.
Bustling city. I live in the ghetto, so it's always bustling. It's been really dry here the last probably week and a half. I haven't been finding too much of anything. I think the last thing I found was a N64. What is this? Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, Toys R Us, VHS, and that's pretty much been about it.
That's cool. Natasha, did you have any questions?
Yeah, lots. I guess, what game have you logged the most hours in your lifetime?
Probably Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, or Final Fantasy VII, or Final Fantasy IX. All those kind of go together.
All good picks.
Very long games.
Yeah. Plus, when you're just playing around and not really trying to finish the game, and just like with the Final Fantasy games, just trying to get as many high levels as you can. It's just, especially when you're trying to level everybody up.
Oh, I know.
Let's see. Yeah, I'd have to say those three.
Cool.
What's the hardest game you have ever played?
I'm going to say Dragon Quest VIII, and the only reason I consider that game hard is because I find it so boring. It's graphics are great. I really love the artwork because, you know, I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. So I'm really digging the artwork, everything, but I just find the game so damn boring. I don't know why. I've tried to finish it. I eventually plan on finishing it before I'm 80, but...
I tried to go back and play the first one, and it's too old and boring for me now.
I tried that with Final Fantasy 1 when I picked it up. I played it for like 20, 30 minutes, and I ended up turning it off, and I haven't picked it back up since. But it's an epic game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked your other Final Fantasy answers. Those are the good ones. All well, right. See, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Go. Go ahead.
No, I probably would have just cut you off.
I was gonna say I haven't played any of the Final Fantasy games for the Super Nintendo. I own the ones for the PlayStation. You know, the Final Fantasy, whatever they called it. It was like the collection disc. But I loaded them up. I played them for a few minutes and I turned them back off. I have played Final Fantasy 4 on the DS, but I think I only have like 2 or 3 hours into it. So I wouldn't really consider that playing, you know, Final Fantasy 4, but I don't know. I just really, I like the storylines, but I think Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy 9 are my favorites. I totally hate Final Fantasy 8. Not, well, hate's a strong word. I dislike Final Fantasy 8. I found it kind of boring. Kind of
too military for me.
Well, on top of that, it was just way too love story-ish. I don't know if you'd call it. I don't know. I'm just not into the romantic aspect of it, I guess. I like it when the women are down playing the hero. Like Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, I haven't really played too many Final Fantasy games. I'm usually more of an action RPG gamer. So, guess I can't engage.
Trying to think of a good one. What was the one for the GameCube? Tales of Symphonia.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awesome game. I still haven't finished that one either, but it's an awesome game.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Keep cutting everybody off. Speaking of Final Fantasy VII and IX, what are your favorite characters in those games then?
As Final Fantasy IX, I would have to say, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now. The Knight.
Steiner?
Yes, because he was such a boob throughout the entire game. He was just like the comic relief, and he was such an idiot. He was like a Dudley Do-Right. He was just, you know, he wanted to do the right thing. He was just so stupid. Final Fantasy VII. I'm going to have to say Cloud. I know that's the easy choice, but Cloud, he was badass.
Indeed. What game or games are you currently playing or working on?
Right now, I just got in Naruto, The Broken Bond. That's the second game, I think, on the Xbox 360. I'm playing through it, and I'm still trying to swallow Final Fantasy 13. been playing a lot of Monster Hunter Tri on the Wii.
Have you played that one online yet?
Actually, yeah, I played it with Gamer Boy GU82 not too long ago. Well, before my internet started acting up, so it's probably been about a week now. But yeah, it's a pretty fun game online too.
Is it more fun than the single player aspect of the game?
I actually find both of them pretty even. The hunting and everything goes pretty much the same, whether you're in a group or, you know, whether you're just playing by yourself.
Hmm. Cool.
Online's always fun though, because then you can trash talk though. So
yeah, I didn't know the. I guess the Wii has a headset now with it and everything.
Does it? I didn't know that.
How did you talk?
I've been using my Microsoft wireless keyboard.
Oh.
Strangely enough, I have a wired keyboard that I plugged in that wouldn't work at all. I figured, well, what the hell? So I plugged in my receiver for my Microsoft one, and it worked just fine. So, but eventually, I want to get a Wii Speak for it.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, you have it? How does that work out? Actually,
does it
go pretty well? Just carry on a conversation, or does it like cut out when you're talking? Or
I don't know. It's like speakers, really. It sometimes picks up people really quiet. You gotta stand, like, sit really close to it, but that's about the only problem.
That's interesting, because I was thinking about getting one.
I don't know, I've only used it once for Endless Ocean, so.
The first one, or the second one, Blue something. I can't remember the name of it.
Blue World? Yeah.
Yes. I bought that for my son. He enjoys playing. He enjoyed the first one. I don't know if he's going to like the second one as much, but.
I was just looking at the recorded files here. What were you guys saying?
we're talking about prostitutes.
No.
What are some of your favorite YouTube channels?
Let's see. Jilpoo3, Noiji Tut, 8-Bit Champ, of course. Let's see. Who else? The Devil Burning. He's awesome all the time. Trying to pull Fat Funk. He's always got some great videos up. Trying to think. I would name you, but I'm a new subscriber to your channel, so.
No problem.
I can't really say that yet.
Just say it's crap.
No, that would be my channel.
No. I only have one more question left, and then I'm out. Oh no. It's really silly. If the world around you transformed into a video game, what game would you want it to become?
Well, I could go for the obvious male answer and say Playboy the Mansion, but I'm not. You know what? I really don't know. I've never thought about that. I'll just say Super Mario Brothers. If I could bang my head against the wall and break it open and there's coins inside, that'd be great. I'd never go broke.
I like that answer. That's good.
All those turtles would be after you to...
No,
and mushrooms. You
jump on them though, and then throw them at people, and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah, that does have a good aspect to it, I suppose. So, yeah, thanks for joining us today, Cree Boy.
No problem.
We really appreciate you doing this, And we hope to do more interviews in the future. I think we've finally decided on a name, Natasha. Have we? We're going to call ourselves 8-Bit Buddy, the 8-Bit Buddies Podcast.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Super nerdy.
So
you could name it that too. That could be like the underline. It'd be the 8-Bit Buddies, super nerdy.
Oh, I like that. That's a really good idea. We'll have to totally thank you for that one.
So, yeah, guys, thanks for joining us, and until next time.